Hey, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. Distinguished Gentlemen's Podcast, episode 141. I'm your host, Stacey Jesse. With me this week, I have Moose KDV.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well, Moose. I'm not feeling too good. I shredded my gnar. Yeah.
You shredded it?
Ouch. I completely shredded my gnar. Yeah.
Ooh, I hear that hurts.
Yeah, it does. But luckily, I have someone to rub some lotion on it for me. We have Baroque Reaper.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Nice. Oh, it sure does. We also have with us Mr. Stugazzo.
My hands aren't as smooth as Baroque's. You don't want me applying lotion.
You know, I forgot the underscore last week. And it really, really bugged me when I listened back to the episode. Like, how did I do that?
No,
I wonder if it triggered anybody else that I didn't do that.
I didn't even notice.
I did.
Once out of 141 attempts.
Yeah,
that's an acceptable attrition level in my books. You know, that's fine. I'll allow it.
Well, if all is forgiven, then
we'll let it slide.
Okay. How you guys doing?
Good. Not bad. A little a little scare this evening.
Yeah?
Not really a scare, I guess.
It's probably a scare if you're from Jersey and you're not used to those kind of things.
Yeah, we had our first tornado warning go off in our neighborhood.
That's crazy.
It's like each town and like each neighborhood is equipped with sirens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as, you know, the average person would do, I went outside. and my neighbor was outside too, and we were looking, and we think we saw, I don't think one dropped, but we saw where it was forming, like we saw the funnel cloud.
Okay.
It was probably, I would say like 3 or 4 miles away, but you could definitely see it, and you could see like I had a feeling because around 5 o'clock we were at the park,
mm-hmm.
and the storm like started rolling in. Like, I wish I had back home, you know. And I could tell because some clouds were moving east, and some clouds were like moving north. So it was like the rotation was starting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can kind of like see it already start.
Do you have like a plan in place if something like that happens?
Basically, they tell you to get into the center room of your house.
Do you have a basement?
No basements.
Do they have it? There's no basements in Texas. No. I mean, well, like around where you are. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, the middle room of the house, no windows. So basically, our closet, which is pretty big. It's like a room in itself. So
yeah, humble brag. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, we've already talked about it on the show before, but you know, I've always wanted to see a tornado, like.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get my chance.
From afar.
Yeah, from afar would be nice, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
But we did get some hail.
So what the hail?
Yeah. It was about, I'd say about golf ball size.
No shit.
Yeah.
Golf ball sized hail, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it was about, I think, the fire department said it was like an inch and like 1.8 inches.
That's crazy. We haven't had that big. We've had probably like 50 cent piece, maybe like between quarter and 50 cent piece size here.
Okay.
That we had, I mean, this is probably like 7 years ago. We had this really bad storm and we had that come down and it completely, it didn't turn my siding into Swiss cheese. but it definitely like messed up my siding and messed up, the roof. And it was funny, like, I mean, I hadn't really even given it any thought. And then all of a sudden, like a few days later, these guys come knocking on the door, insurance agents, like, hey, how's it going? We're from your insurance company. We're here to cut some checks. And so then like next thing you know, we had like people coming out to fix the roof and fix the siding. And it was, I don't know, it was crazy, but we haven't had any hail like that since then.
Yeah. 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 It's our first spring here. So, my neighbor said to expect it. It's not uncommon in the spring.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Once when I was little, my grandparents lived in the country, and I remember looking up at the sky, and it was like a spring day, And the storm came out of nowhere. It was like warm, and then it got really cold. And I remember looking up mm-hmm. in the sky, and the clouds were like, they were circling, right? And it almost mm-hmm. looked like there was a fun on, like, I'm trying to let everybody know in the house, like, hey, look, like, something's going on out here. And nobody was, like, listening to me. They were just, like, brushing me off. And I'm thinking back now, like, man, if something would happen, if, like a tornado would have touched down, like, we would have been fucked. Because, like, it's Delaware. There's no tornado warning in place or anything there. Like, that's...
Yeah, yeah.
It happens here every once in a while, like... You know, it'll be like a tornado touchdown in, you know, Swarthmore or some shit like that, where like mm-hmm. we'll just touch down for like a split second. And, yeah, and that's yeah. about it every now and again. But I mean, I guess it can happen anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not sure they last too long here either. Because this isn't where we are is not, it's in Tornado Alley, but it's mm-hmm. not really like it. Usually they happen, my neighbor was saying, they usually happen more east or more north. So, usually it kind of skips the city.
Yeah. There's your neighbor like, yep, that looks like a tornado coming down over here. I remember I saw one back in 1976. Touchdown right over there, right beyond the park. Oh, man. My Spurs were jingle jangle jingling.
I remember like Billy Bob, and I saw his trailer go flying overhead and went,
oh,
damn.
Doggy, you should have seen that motherfucker. He was flying. Backup.
He's got my good backup in there. Oh, that's gone.
Tell you what, son.
I just, I don't know. I couldn't imagine, man. Like, the helpless feeling that must be if you see that thing coming towards you, kind of.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I mean, those Toronto tornadoes, those are, like, legendary. Yeah, wait for it, crazy. Dairy.
Never in a million fucking years here. Like, in other parts of Ontario, it'll happen, but.
Oh, yeah?
Here, no.
No?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine with all like the high rise, like apartment buildings and shit everywhere, even like, I mean, that was the craziest thing when I flew in to Toronto and, you know, was just like driving out of the city. There was still like in Philadelphia, you have Center City, right? And it's just like high rise, you know, skyscrapers. And then after that, nothing. Like everything is pretty much flat. You know what I mean? But, like, driving down to Toronto, it's, like, you're still, like, a half an hour outside of town. All of a sudden, there's, like, this, like, 30-story skyscraper apartment building. It's kind of kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's a big place. Urban sprawl is real.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's there's a lot of city centers.
If you had a Nader out there, you'd be.
A Nader.
You'd be in trouble, boy.
The whole town was gone.
It's kind of the way.
Very rarely.
I really want to.
We'll have like small earthquakes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very rarely, and they're never really big, but they're pretty fucked up when they happen.
I heard the last one was 8 months ago.
You know what, dude? I could not even tell you how the hell this happened. I really couldn't even tell you how we got ourselves into this mess.
I just fell onto that joke now.
I don't know.
Well,
I wish I could tell you.
When a mommy and daddy.
I'm just hoping.
Open a bottle of wine.
Oh fuck! Actually, speaking of, we are 20 days from the due date.
Holy that's great. Shit!
So every day is 5% closer, and holy shit, it's happening!
Yeah, all of a sudden it's gonna start hitting that. Like, I'm not sleeping because it could be now.
Yeah, like I was telling my wife, like, are you ready for this thing? Like, do you have your hospital bag packed? And she's like, oh, I'm gonna pack it. I'm like, we have 20 days, pack that shit, like, let's be ready here.
That was my wife. It's like, okay, so do you have this done? No. Do you have this done? No. Okay, what if the baby decides to come like now? I don't know. It's like, you're gonna end up at the hospital, you're gonna have like 3 shirts and a pair of socks to come home in.
Man, 20 days. Oh, that's nuts. That's so nuts. Yep. Man, I'm so glad I'm not you. I'm really sorry.
Thanks,
buddy. I know how honest you are with us. And
you're not ready for that one again?
I'm so glad I'm not you guys.
Well, I mean, in fairness, you know, I'm significantly younger and better looking than you. So, I mean,
This is 100%. That is not a humble brag. Like, oof. You're not even kidding.
I can't believe it's already been 8 weeks for me. I mean, that's tomorrow. It'll be 8 weeks.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, but Stu, when I only had one kid, I was much younger and handsomer. Now I have three. So
it seems like there's some kind of correlation.
I think so. Oh my god.
Yeah, I got three.
See what I mean?
Yeah, except that doesn't explain the hair loss. I'm like, I had hair, then I had kids, and now I have like less hair. That didn't seem to happen with most.
No. Me, I'm losing my hair. You see back if I look down, you'll see I'm pretty light in the back.
You're one of the damn bastards. It's like, oh, I've put on so much weight. Look at this gut. And it's like, you really want to say that to me, dude? But like, it looks like your entire body could fit inside just the space of my gut.
You could use the spray back there. That, what is it? Yeah. It's like a powder.
Oh, the Papil, you know, Instant.
Yeah, the Ron Papil Instant. I'd like to try that. I'm telling you, I want to try like Just for Men. And my hair, like, I mean, you can't see it through the camera, but like, my hair is much grayer in person than it is through our Skype games.
For some class in high school, I can't remember what it was, but our project was, it was like some marketing class. Our year end project was Just for Men for Women. So it was like, you know, for that woman with a little bit of the 5 o'clock shadow, but they didn't want it to be gray. It was Just for Men for Women.
That's funny. Guys, I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to my buddy, Stu. One of my coworkers, one of the few people in my inner circle who I've actually told that I have a podcast. He messaged me the other day and he was like, what are those? He's like, what were the censored vape flavors? And this was like Thursday night. And I had like no idea. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Vape flavor? What do you mean censored vape flavors? And then he was like, from the show. I was like, oh shit. Like, oh, from the show. Okay. So I had to call him and tell him because I didn't want to write it in text. And kind of let him know that I was just saying and so.
Those don't sound good.
No. Not even as good as... Oh, whoops. Man, I messed up.
That one sounds a little greasy.
Or... or what gross. About... I don't know. Guys.
Games?
Video games. Video games, guys. I did it.
Hey, mister.
I did it. I went and fucking did it today. Son of a bitch.
You're going to make me do it. I don't know if I want to, though.
That's how it starts. That's exactly how it starts.
See, usually it's not me that
starts it.
I know. Usually
I want it, but I don't have the money for it right now.
All right. I'm looking at it. It's on my screen right now. I can click it. It's already downloaded because I played the beta, so they automatically download it to my Xbox.
Yeah, but Boost. Oh, you did on Xbox, not PC? Because that's when I've considered, that would be a good one to make a change.
Just to be clear, because we haven't mentioned exactly what it is yet. It's Division 2. I bought the Division 2 today.
See, what I'm struggling with is finding... I guess I could find the time. I guess I'm kind of... I'm probably not going to play much of Destiny 2 anymore since I got Thorn. Mm-hmm. Gamma's just not really my thing.
Thorn.
And I don't really care to get to light level 700. I'll get there eventually.
You know, I want to get to 700.
Probably in the fall.
I'm still going to play.
Yeah, I kind of want one of those jerseys, but then I'm like,
What jersey? Yeah.
So if you get the full tier 3 Gambit jersey or Gambit set for any of the sets, like a Reaper, Collector, Invader, or Sentinel, you can buy it. It looks like a soccer jersey.
Yeah.
With the snake on it. Ooh, in that color.
Is it on the Bungie store?
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of those.
But you only get a code codes. For it.
Ooh,
it gives you a code. They don't look bad. They look like I would actually wear one.
No, they actually look pretty cool.
And it's just one of those. You have until June 4th, I think, to do it. But it's like, I didn't see how much they cost. And I already know it's probably going to be like, oh, and it's $30. And it's like,
With code, they're $59.99.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
that's not going to happen.
I might buy the pin of the seal. That's only $20. So that's not bad, but $60 for this? I mean, yeah, it's a cool looking shirt.
It's a cool looking jersey, but my wife would shoot me.
It looks like a bike jersey,
actually. Yeah, like soccer, or it's like one of those, like a t-shirt jersey.
I got the code for the Thorn thing. And I was looking at that, the shirt and the replica.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that was like $75 and
yeah.
I couldn't pull the trigger on that.
The Thorn replica, if they could sell just that, that'd be cool, but it'd have to be reasonable. But I'd
buy,
you know,
I'd buy $25.
Yeah, right. Not bad.
But I don't know how much. You can't buy it by itself, so at least I don't think you can.
The bundle is $75. Holy shit. Oh, boy.
Yeah, nope. Microtransactions without out of game.
And the,
I don't think these are microtransactions.
Isn't really like, so the emblem you get isn't really exciting either.
Yeah, Rocker put it on during his stream. It was matched his colors. It was black and green.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool, I guess, but I don't know.
All right.
It looks cool, but like I didn't see the price.
That sort of thing.
That price point, that's not realistic for, you know.
I tried tier 2 today. And got to like the last wave and just ran out of time. And it was just with blueberries. I would like to give it a shot, you know, because I do want to do tier 3. But I am, when I get to today, I'm a hair away from 680.
Nice.
Okay.
I think I'm only in the 660 still. I haven't played that much.
Yeah, I'm right around there too, like 659 or something.
Well, I had some pretty good luck with Prime Engrams, and I got an exotic from running a Crucible match, and then I had a couple of those bounties for having full gear sets that I haven't been able to complete.
Oh, okay.
So I did that, and just had a bunch of stuff going on this week, but yeah, I mean, nothing new going on. I did that Invitations of the Nine. You get something from that, but I'm getting the same like type of stuff. Like, I'm not filling in the gaps that I need.
That's what it really seems like right now with Destiny 2. It's like, oh, we're going to up the light level, but we're not going to give you
It's just the same
more stuff. It's the same stuff, and it's like
it's boring.
Do I really care at this point? I mean, I think they're missing the boat by not adding in more, because I remember D1. When they went from like section to section, download, you know.
Yeah, they'd be like a new gear
season,
set.
Even seasons. We'll just call them seasons, but they were more, you know, DLCs.
Expansion passes.
You got a new set of gear.
Yeah, there was like new future war code gear. There was new vendor gear, and they would do like the fashion shows. They don't do that anymore. And it's like, I think, Sue, you were talking about it the other night. Like, they need to, like, we're still getting drops from the same shit we've had for the past 2 years. Like, it's time. Yeah. It's time.
How many fucking tangled web bonds? Like, I don't care.
It's the same thing over and over again.
Scatterhorn gloves. Who gives a shit?
Stop. I got another prodigal mask, boys.
You know, like, I've dismantled 1,500 of each of them. Just auto dismantle them. If it's going to be the same crap, I don't even want to see it. Like, give me the option. It should be. And people might say, oh, this is unrealistic, but screw it. A new season. It should be a full gear refresh. Every planet, every vendor.
Yeah, well, that's what...
Every season.
Barbecue was just saying it. I mean, we used to get that.
And then give them the option that you can buy, like, a legacy engram from that vendor, mm-hmm. you know, with whatever, or that planetary material. So it still gives you a reason if you want to go back and grind and fill in the gaps the way mm-hmm. you guys are saying. But everybody has all that shit 10 times over now.
So. Yeah, I went and I deleted, like, 100 things out of my vault this morning.
It's like, yeah, you just stop caring. Mm-hmm. Like, and what's funny is I look at some of them before they, like Uriel's Gift. I still have those. I use them every now and then, just, you know, like, oh, I'll take it in a crucible, see what it's like. And it's like, this wasn't a bad gun. Why don't I use it anymore? Oh, that's right. It's because
I've used it for
you used it an entire 500 year. Hours. And then it's just, they don't have the new stuff. They introduced like one batch of new stuff. And like this season, they've added a small handful of guns.
Yeah.
Like a very small handful. And it's like, that's not enough.
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, like six different things into a loot pool. And then, you know, you have like a 1 in 300 chance of getting one. Not really, you know, not really, you know, rising my iron over here.
Yeah. Not much going on. I think we're getting, what is it? Iron Banners next week.
Yep.
Probably getting new gear for that, you think, right? Or no? I don't know.
Yes, they've done that every season. The Iron Banner gear has changed.
I've never worn any of it.
I wear it when I play with this character because it usually drops at the higher light level when you do the bounties. And that's the only time I wear our Iron Banner Iron Banner stuff.
Yeah.
Or Rise of Iron. Whatever.
So on Saturday, I don't know if you guys saw the tweet from Italian from Goth.
No.
We're just kind of talking about like the infusion system of Destiny and like enhancement cores and like what they should do.
Yeah.
With that. Basically he was saying he's like, I wonder how folks would react if there was no infusion in D2. Instead, all drops were at your power level instead of a soft cap. Basically, you would use milestones and new activities to up your power, then farm up the looks and rolls you want freely.
Yeah, I saw that one, actually. And I'm like, that makes sense. There's been a lot of opinions on this. Someone was like, what if they went back to how it used to be and enhancement cores became the new motes of light?
What he's suggesting only makes sense if you know you're going to get to end game, like to that high light level, and then still play for another 150 hours. You know, like for a guy in his position, it makes a lot of sense. But for a guy in my position, that makes no sense because then I'm never going to have, number one, I'm never going to look good. I'm always going to be wearing my highest gear shit.
Wearing whatever, yeah.
Two, my perks are never going to be right. Yeah, like, I won't have that opportunity to min-max.
So,
Man at Arms posted this picture, and it was just, he just said, I'm just going to leave this here. And it was a picture of a Titan with, like, all this fucking mismatched gear on it. Looked like shit. It's the same as my Hunter. Like, my Hunter looks like shit.
Man at Arms has been on a crusade about infusion for a long time. He's like, I don't care. I'm going to make my Titan the ugliest thing in the world until Bungie changes it. Because he's not wasting his... He's taking this firm line on it, and holy shit, he's ugly.
And as he should.
That's kind of the... Like, when I saw these tweets, I kind of started thinking. And I almost wish... the powering up process was kind of more... XP based, or like when you complete bounties or activities and stuff, you get,
like I said, D1 kind of you got XP and then you got to power up the gun. What if that was it? Like, you just went down and like, oh, I have this gun. Instead of having to infuse it after so much XP, you can up the power level of it.
Right.
You can.
What if it was a hybrid? What if you took the existing infusion system as the starting point? So you get a brand new gun or a brand new piece of gear, it's going to cost you right off the bat glimmer and shards, and you know, after a few levels it's going to start costing enhancement cores, exactly the way it is if you get a gun from level one. But if you use that gun at level one and start pumping XP into it by killing enemies, the cost to infuse it goes down. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's say I still have 650 in my kinetic, but I really like that 650 and I'm getting things that are dropping at 680 now. I don't want to waste the entirety of my Masterworks cores to infuse or something like that. So I could bring the cost down by using the gun at the shittier light level.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking, what if you just, like, you gave the guns, they just have an XP on them. So you go just farm that gun. Like, you have a better devils. You love it. You can just shoot around forever. And as you use it,
take your
make it, you know, like every thousand, kind of, but every thousand, like, you kill a thousand things with it. It can raise the light level.
Yeah.
And
right.
Like gear score.
Kind of like the gear score, right?
Like gear score, yeah.
But that's kind of what I was thinking.
Okay. Like gear score.
Broke. Like each piece of armor has like an XP bar, and as you kill things or complete activities and gain XP, the bar goes up, and then once you complete the bar, it resets, and you go up like one light level or two light level or whatever for that one piece of gear. So if it's like a 650, you raise the bar, complete the bar, it goes to a 651. Then you keep playing, raise the bar, 652. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't, just thinking. And then,
guys,
could you still fuse?
It's all about Anthem and
then, Apex. Yes, guys. And it's Anthem, of course, would be like Motes of Light from D1, where
if you still want to skip, use something.
You don't want to put that much XP in.
Yeah,
and Enhancement Core is worth X amount of XP per piece of you put into one piece of, you know, weapon or armor.
And they can be used to masterwork. Like, you need enhancement cores, the masterwork, the item.
Yeah, it's crazy how many you need to, like, masterwork anything. It's like, I'm always using my hammerhead. It's like, man, I should masterwork that thing. And I just...
It's like six enhancement cores.
I'm broke. One. Actually, I'm not baroque. I'm broke.
I'm baroque.
Yeah, you're baroque. When I went through and... deleted all my shit. I got a bunch because I guess I deleted a bunch of tier 3 things. So I have, what do I have? Oh, I have 14. I'm like, I'm swimming in it, guys.
Damn.
I know. Sup, son? Get on my level.
You might be able to almost masterwork a single piece of something.
I'm going to have to, I have a bunch of like crucible tokens. I'm just going to buy stuff from Shax and delete it and maybe get enhancement cores that way.
I have so many Crucible tokens. What do I have?
But speaking of Division 2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you just buy it? No.
Okay. Not yet.
All right. You don't have to.
Not yet. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
I have a $10 coupon from Xbox.
Okay.
I just don't know. I played the beta. It was fun.
I didn't know either. And cut to, like, what was it, 5 episodes ago where I was like, if I'm going to get anything... probably gonna get Anthem because I don't like the realism and I really want to just shoot fantasy aliens. And then I did it and I was like, I don't think this is for me. And I didn't even play, I haven't even played 1 second of this. I didn't play any beta, but like everybody's saying it's really good. It's not really, it doesn't really have like a lot of problems. It's so I was like, you know what the hell? Like, there's no other game that I could think of that's coming out this year that I'm gonna get, you know what I mean? And
see,
I don't know.
I think it's like the opposite for me.
Pull the trigger.
I didn't play any kind of betas or anything for Anthem, and then I just got it on sale, and I kind of fell in love with it. I mean, like, but Division, I did play. I played the beta, and I think what bothers me, like, I kind of talked to you about it earlier, but what bothers me the most about Division is the. The movement to me still feels a little clunky.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of getting
back into it. You can tactical roll though.
Yeah, and I was trying that. I was dodging, and you know, I'm learning it, like trying to teach myself how to use cover again and use B to jump over things. And yeah, it's a little weird not to have like a jump, but it's
okay. I mean, I saw a tweet about that made me laugh. It's like you have all these people that get pissed off in video games because you can't jump. How often do you actually jump in real life? And I'm like,
oh, not if I have to.
But
I don't know. It's I don't know. It's a pretty cool game so far. It feels like it definitely feels a little bit more involved. Like with Destiny, you could just kind of like phone it in. You know what I mean? But there's like now I've opened stuff on the map and there's so much shit everywhere. Yeah, I've gotten myself to the point where it's like, oh my god, now I'm a little overwhelmed.
It's kind of like the beginning of Forsaken, where like when you first got there, you're like, there is so much crap to do. What the hell am I going to do? And now, you know, I think that's a good thing. And from what I've seen of Division 2, it seems like it continues on for that.
Yeah.
Well into the end game where you're just like, all right, to unlock the next piece, I have to this.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing that Canuck was saying. Like, once you hit, you know, once you finish the campaign and you hit 30, then all of a sudden, like, the whole fucking game resets. And it's like a whole nother game after that with the end game of it.
So yeah, it's like, the world tiers.
Yeah.
The world tiers, you can't just, oh, I got to this point, I can upgrade. You have to do strongholds, and there's stuff you have to do besides that to get, I mean, it's a full thing. I get from what I've watched, it looks like they really did go, okay, this is where we want it to be. We're going to put all this in the way, because they didn't want it like last time where, you know, Division 1, you got to the end game and it was like, wow, I can run around and shoot guys that just take a lot more, you know, they're just giant bullet sponges of earlier enemies.
Yeah.
It's a very, it's, they took a game that went from, you know, awesome to hit the end game and just fell flat. Boy, did they take that game and improve it. And then they just learned from all that and put it into the new game.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm just looking forward to just tooling around, having fun. You know, I'm not in any hurry to get to anything, so
I just bought it.
I am sorry.
In a matter of like 120 seconds, he's like, I don't know, we'll see. Put his mic on mute.
Trust me, people, you don't want me to have to convince you of anything, because you'll automatically do what I say.
I have this $10 sitting in my account.
I wonder if that's how, like, that's kind of how I feel with Spider-Man. I got to a point and it's like, oh, here, take pictures of monuments. And it's like, all of a sudden your map just explodes with, oh, like,
yeah, yeah.
800. You're like, oh.
And I still have that game sitting around. Actually, part of me was thinking today, I was like, you know, if I traded in my PlayStation and both my Xboxes, I could probably get away with getting the Xbox One X, the Fallout edition for probably get away with like $15 paying, but I don't want to get rid of my PS4. The other Xbox, I have a feeling these boys aren't getting the Xbox back anytime soon. So,
oh yeah. With my daughter, the way she's gone, like, I told her, if, like, don't be surprised if one day, like, you just watch me just chuck that thing across the room at a wall. 'Cause she is just, she's been driving me insane. Yeah. Like, oh, go clean up this area that you've made a mess in for the last 3 weeks. Okay, it's all clean. I go over there. I don't know what the hell she thought she cleaned, because there was just crap everywhere.
So, my daughter told me something in the car yesterday that was it's pretty interesting. She told me, and I'm not paraphrasing here, but she said, yeah, people are giving and stuff, Dad. My face was just like yours, Boost.
What?
Yeah. Okay, so at the beginning of the show, you said...
I'm surprised you didn't be like...
Stu, haha, wouldn't want to be you. Well, now, Mr. Justin Jesse. The shoe is on the other foot.
Sounds like it.
Have fun with that, buddy.
Well... No. Well, what happened was, something happened at school, and these two kids got...
Yeah, I'll say.
These two kids got caught having sex in the library, because they have cameras all over the place. And so I was asking her about it, and then that's when she said that to me. And, you know, I mean, she is... It's my fault, because I'm the one who is like, you know, you could talk to me about anything, and, you know, and I've laid the groundwork for this, because I want her to not be afraid to tell me things. You know what I mean? So it was just, you know, kind of like, you know, shocking to hear that. but not shocking, because I think about the things that I was doing when I was 14. I know that she isn't in that realm. Like, she didn't even have a boyfriend. I know that she likes somebody, and I know that you know, she comes right home after school because I'm usually here. So I don't know. But I told her, like, look, hey, I just want you to know that you're getting older and you're smart. And I trust that you're going to make good decisions. And just please be safe with yourself. And I mean, what else can you say, you know, to like a teenager who's going through puberty and these kids are all doing this, even if she's not doing it, it's going to happen someday. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, bury my head in the sand and not think that this will ever happen. You know, I don't know. It's very tough. And I'm thankful for you guys that you have many years until any of this kind of stuff happens, but it is not fun to think about. And then like, so upstairs in her room, she's on the third floor. She has her bedroom. And then there's like this whole other side of the third floor that has just been like storage for stuff. My wife was like, let's clean all this out. You know, let's put like, you know, we'll put like some beanbags up here, another TV, and like she could have friends over. And then I'm thinking like, well, she ain't having boyfriends up here. I will tell you that shit. Or I'm going to get one of those fucking nanny cams and put that shit up there so I can see if there's any funny business going on, because that shit isn't going down in my house. I will tell you that right now. And I'm sure all the dads and guys in the Discord with teenage daughters are like, yeah, sure, whatever, Justin. But like, oh, dear God. Please, guys, say something. Say anything. I'm on,
that sounds fucking...
I'm on Stu's side. I'm glad horrible. I'm not you. But the sad part is, like, you that's know, fucking... my oldest is also 9, so...
Well, we want to make a hangout area for her long. And her friends. Like, not boys, but, like, her and, like, her girlfriends and stuff to come over and hang out. She doesn't even have social media, for crying out loud. She asked to have Instagram this weekend, and we said no. So...
Well, gotten.
And she hasn't asked in a while, and then she kind of, you know, she relented pretty quickly, so she's still under the impression that I know I know everything she does internet wise.
Fucking terrifies me, man.
I know.
We
look at all of her texts. Like, that's like a common thing, like that my wife will just go over to her phone and look through her texts, and she had said something to us, but then I think my wife was like, you know that there's people that have apps on their kids' phones. They just check them without them knowing. Like, at least I'm doing it in front of you. Like, you're watching me, you know. I don't know. Ugh. Teenagers. It sucks.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to start out with your story about tube tops, but you know.
Oh, yeah, like... yeah. That was a thing. That was a thing, too. Hey, look what I took all this stuff back I got for Christmas that I've been meaning. Her and her friend were at the mall, and like that was a thing too. And she's like, "Oh, look what I got!" And we got tube tops. I was like, "What the fuck?" Like, so you're not wearing those outside of our house, you know that, right? And then she showed my wife. My wife was like, "What?" And then she tried them on. She was like, "Oh, well, they're kind of cute." And I'm like, "What? No, you're not helping." I don't know. Not.
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh boy. This is not. Boy,
I'm not glad fun. I don't have a teenager. This is
not, yeah, but you yet. Will.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. I have to go with yet.
Yeah, I only have one girl. You guys have like multiple girls.
Shit.
I'm gonna get
shit.
Like, mine are 9 years apart. I'm never gonna get out of this. It's like, you know.
You're super screwed.
I know, because I'm going to finish one, finally going to be kind of a responsible adult, and here comes the other one going to start being like a teenager. No!
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking this weekend because Bethany is what? She's like 9. She's 9 years older than Josh. And like when he is in high school, like living with us, like it's conceivable I'll be a grandfather by then.
Yeah, that's my situation, except I don't could have be. One in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, that's the situation I'm living in, just as life.
And I'm telling Josh, like, buddy, when they're out of the house, it's just going to be you and me. We're going to be like hanging out all the time. It's just going to be you and me, buddy. He's so excited by that. God, he's so fucking cute. I don't want him to get any older. It's just so hard. It's so hard because the other two can just be just such jerks, especially like to each other. It's just like the nonstop fighting is just, it just really wears on you after a while. And then you have like this one person who is just like the sweetest. And then, but he picks up on all that. And then he tries to act older and be like a jerk too. I'm like, don't do that. Why are you doing that? Don't act like them.
Yeah. It's my youngest is too. It's like when you're by yourself, you're the cutest little thing. And then you're by the other two and you just pick up all their bad habits. Just be cute. That's all you have to do.
That's rough. Rough. I'll tell you what isn't cute is Motley Crue. So a couple things on Netflix this weekend, or I guess this week. The Dirt came out this weekend. So I don't know when this book came out, but I read it like over 10 years ago. And so
I think it came out like 15 years ago.
Yeah. So there's this book called The Dirt, and it was basically, it was written by Motley Crue, like about them meeting and like their early years. And it is just, it's fucking crazy. It was just a crazy book. I remember reading it and I was like, Lise, you gotta read this. So I gave it to my wife and then she read it and she's like, holy shit, it's fucking nuts. And they had been saying for years and years and years that they were going to make a movie of it, but they didn't. Instead, they made a Netflix movie of it, which was, dude, it's crazy. It's directed by the same guy who directed all the Jackass movies. And it's the opening scene involves somebody squirting. We'll just leave it at that. across the living room. And dude, it is. It's fucking, it's crazy. It's like a low rent version of what the movie could be. But it was still really good. It was funny. It was sad in some points, but it's just, I mean, you would need like a 10-hour miniseries to make this whole book awesome. Like it's no Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm saying that, but it's still really good. So,
I heard that it's it's a couple steps below a quality production, you know what I mean? Like, I've heard that it has some issues with the overall production, but it's a fun story, you know? Like, I remember reading the book years ago as well, and if it's anything like that, I mean, I haven't seen it, just I've read a couple reviews that don't really put it in the greatest light.
Mm-hmm. But I could see that. If you are a reviewer and you're watching that movie, you're going like, wow, this is not good. But if you're someone who likes Motley Crue and you're like, just want to watch a movie about, you know,
just
like
for a couple hours,
yeah, for a couple fun, hours, right? About some stories. And it's pretty cool. And like they produced it. They were like the producers on the film too. And they at the end, they kind of showed them for like, a split second, like working with the guys. And man, they're old as shit now. It's crazy. It's so crazy. But yeah, it's worth checking out. I'll tell you what is on Netflix and isn't very cheap and is like so awesome is Love, Death, and Robots. I know I mentioned
it. Yeah, I got to see this.
Guys the other day. Have any of you guys watched any of them?
I haven't sat down to watch it. I had heard about it, like, I think the day before, where someone's like, this is the loving homage to heavy metal.
Yeah, it's like heavy metal and Liquid Television had a baby.
I loved both of those things.
Yeah, oh, my God. Dude, you guys will fucking love this. It's so good. The longest, there's 18 of them. I finished it this week. I finished it this afternoon. So there's 18. Very cool.
17-minute like little things, aren't they? They're short.
At the longest is 17 minutes. At the shortest is 8 minutes. But it's just, it's all these animated movies. And they're all really, really good. Even the one that I like the least, and I won't tell you which one I like the least, but even the one I like the least was still pretty okay. But there's a few of them, like the first one is excellent. I definitely have my favorites in there, so you guys will have to watch it and then we'll have a more of a discussion. But I definitely encourage all of our listeners to go watch Love, Death, and Robots on Netflix. It's really, really fucking amazing. And then, like, there's, like, traditional... Well, I can't say it's traditional because most traditional animation is still done on a computer. But there are, like...
But it's traditional style.
There's traditional style. And then there's CGI. And the CGI ones are just... It's, like, next fucking level. There's one that I really liked, and it's called Shapeshifter, and it's about these guys. They're werewolves, and they are, I think maybe they're in the Marines in like Afghanistan or something like that. But they're known, like they know that they're werewolves, and they like are walking in front of, you know, they're walking in front of the, you know, the platoon, basically like sniffing out snipers and bombs and shit like that to try and. It's fucking, dude, it's crazy. It's so good. But, yeah, check that out.
I'll have to watch that.
Yeah, for sure.
Is it child appropriate?
No, it is not at all. At all.
If you say there the words are, heavy metal and you say child appropriate, they're not. No, 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 I don't know how I watched that as a kid.
There's almost just as much animated boobs as there are penises. I've never seen more animated penises in my life than in this thing.
Oh, buddy.
Okay.
I got some things to show you.
But there are a lot of there's animated everybody naked. Lots of animated sex, like very gory.
The sex?
At times. Maybe, yes. Wow. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yes, I will say at times the sex can be gory. But... It was pretty good.
Now, my wife and I started watching the Formula One docuseries, which it's weird because she suggested it. She's like, hey, let's watch this. I'm like, really? I used to be big into Formula One back in the day, but I haven't followed the sport in years. And I was like, are you sure? She's like, you know what? I have no idea about this stuff. I just want to watch it. And I was like, okay. So she was getting into it. And I mean, it's... If you're a fan of the sport, even marginally, we watched a few episodes. It's a really good behind the scene, you know. I asked her, so what do you think of it? And she's like, I never really stopped to think about how fucked up of a life that is and how much goes into this stuff. Like these teams, there's one team that they follow in episode two where it's a Haas Racing. It's some American team, mm-hmm. and they're one of the smaller teams. And their budget, their operating budget is still $140 million.
That's crazy.
And they're a small team. They have over 200 people employed, and the guy, like, scoffs at them. He's like, I think Mercedes has more people on vacation than you guys have working total right now.
That's crazy.
Like it's a really interesting behind the scenes.
That's cool. Guys, I have a little game. You want to play a game?
Let's do it.
Go.
There can
be. Yeah, I got nothing else to do.
Only one. So this week, there can be only one. Arnold Schwarzenegger edition. There can be only one of these. Terminator. Predator. The Running Man, Total Recall. You can only keep one of these movies.
As a series? Like,
well, yeah, no, because if it's just the original and nothing else goes,
yeah,
I might have to just go with Terminator just because it spawned more Terminators that were worth it. Whereas Predator... I don't really know if anyone has ever really been better than the first one. Although no. Running Man is such a good movie.
The answer is no, Baroque. None have been better than the first one.
No.
But I don't think it matters because it's still such... To me, it is the Arnold Schwarzenegger role. He is the Terminator. You know, like even in his post-acting career as the governor, he's the governator because he's the fucking Terminator. Like,
I saw this picture of, shit, I should have said Conan.
Yeah, now that would have been a little bit of a rougher go.
Said Conan. But
I won't. Nah, he's still the T-800.
Yeah. But I saw this picture on, I think it was Reddit tonight, and it was a picture of Arnold standing next to Wilt Chamberlain. I guess this is when they were filming Conan the Destroyer. So yes. It was Arnold, Wilt Chamberlain, and Andre the Giant all standing next to each other. And Arnold looked like a toddler compared to the two of them. And he was in, like, excuse me, peak Arnold condition.
Yeah, he was in peak Arnoldness, and he looks like a little guy.
Yeah, he was up to Wilt Chamberlain's nipple. It was crazy. Oh, speaking of which, I think let me see if I have this story. And I know Racer brought it up the other day, but I saw it and I saved this story. Shit, I guess maybe I didn't save it. There was this the story that came up on Twitter, and it said that on the set of Princess Bride, that Andre the Giant let out a 16-second fart that halted the production of the movie. Like, I guess they were in the middle of a scene, and he let out, like, think about, like, 16 seconds. Like, that's a long fucking time. If you, like if you let out a regular fart, it's probably, like, 1 second long. Like, 2 seconds, 2 to 3 seconds, and you are living the dream, in my opinion. Like, you're like, ugh. Which, well, I would have been praying for that last night. We'll get to that. But he let out a 16-second fart, and it, like, everybody just stopped what they were doing. And Rob Reiner says, hey, are you okay, Andre? And he goes, I am now, boss. And then he's like, let's get back to work. But, like, this guy used to drink, like, what, a keg of beer and, like, be fine. 16-second fart. Holy shit. I'm going to go with Terminator 2. I mean, Terminator as well.
Yeah, I think I'll have to go with Terminator. Because I think Terminator, not only was it a good movie in itself, but I think it inspired a lot of other movies as well.
Even the Terminators that people don't really like, I mean, I think all the Terminators are pretty good. Even like Genesis and...
I like Salvation. I liked Salvation because it gave a different look at the story. It wasn't like, oh, go in the past. It was, hey, here's how it kind of started. And, you know.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Deadpool 2?
Yes.
I haven't.
You haven't seen it yet?
Right. No.
I don't want to spoil that then.
Okay. Thanks. I don't remember it. I own it. I should go back and watch it.
It was good.
Oh, we watched Bumblebee this weekend, too.
Yeah. Now, is it?
I bought it. And I'm glad I did. What were we going to ask, bro?
Everyone says it is probably the best Transformers movie because it's actually not Michael Bay'd up.
I would get on board with that, but it's different than the other Transformers movies. It actually has, like, a heart to it. Like, I think Shia LaBeouf is... I think I was so excited about having a Transformers movie, I kind of looked past all the stuff that annoyed me about it. But watching it now,
I looked past
Shia LaBeouf, and now it's like, this is fucking horrible. But this movie,
I don't know how he got into so many of those movies. It's like you go back. Are the worst part.
Hold on, we're all just agreeing Terminator, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's move on. Okay, so back to Bumblebee. Go ahead, bro.
But that's Shia LaBeouf. Like I go back, and it's like. These would be a lot better if we just took out his story part. Like, can you just get back to the robots fighting each other?
Mm-hmm.
It's better. Now, like, I'm not saying they're great. I'm just saying better.
So but Friday.
I have heard from this, like, they've decided to, like, make movies off of this. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. This
Bumblebee
is,
Auto
this is the reboot.
This is the reboot, this and is it's the reboot, what you want.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's funny. We watched it Friday night. Kids loved it. Like, we were laughing. It's like, it just has a heart to it. It's really good. Like, and what's her face? Haley
Seinfeld.
Yeah. She is so good. And then the guy that's like her kind of counterpart in the movie, he's really good too. He's really funny. Bumblebee is great. It's not like stupid. It's not like a Jar Jar Binks type of Bumblebee. Like, he's funny, and he is a fucking badass. I will say that if you're going into this looking for G1 Transformers, One, you're going to get it. Two, it's not for very long. But you do get G1 Transformers, and it's badass to see those, because that's what you wanted to see, right? In the first Transformers movie. And, you know, and everybody was like, oh, why would you want to see them? And, you know, that's old school, but, like, I don't know. If they would have done original Transformers like this, I think it would have been... It would have done a lot better. And also not have Michael Bay. I mean, I think he's still a producer on it just because, you know.
Yeah, they've said the next one is going to be more Bay-ish with more explosions and stuff. I'm like, I don't mind that to a point. But, I mean, he has things like, oh, he fell through a tree and the tree explodes. What the hell is in that tree? I mean.
But I could definitely see how this movie is setting the stage for other movies. And it was, I don't know. It was really, really good. I enjoyed it. I'm glad I bought it.
Yeah, we bought Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah, that's another one I want to see.
We saw it in the theater. My daughter loved it. And we told her, like, all right, we bought it, but, you know, it's bedtime. We'll watch it tomorrow as a family. Yeah, that didn't happen. Wake up, and she's watching it in the front room by herself. It's like, oh, hell no. You know, we know you wanted this movie. We know you love this movie. But we wanted to watch it as a family, not you off doing your own thing.
Saturday, Dylan was why I own a few of the, I don't own all of the other Transformers movies, but I have a few of them on our Apple account. And Dylan was watching the third one, which is the one that doesn't, which
Dark
is,
Side of the Moon.
Yeah, it's the one that has Rosie Marie Huntington or whatever her name is, the new love interest. And I'm thinking to myself, like, there's no way in hell that this woman would ever go out with this guy. And he treats her like a fucking dick through the whole movie.
Oh, I know.
Like, he's such an asshole. You know,
like, he's like, I have a supermodel girlfriend. Yeah. Like, and I'm Shia LaBeouf. Yeah. That does not work.
I don't know. He's just such a fucking douchebag. I can't even deal. Although, like, the Mark Wahlberg ones are, I don't know. The first one was good. The second one, the last one, it was like Night, whatever. I don't know. Was not great.
Age of Extinction was okay. The last night, it seemed like the last night they were just trying to shove everything they could into that movie to set up for something bigger. And it's like, you're not making this an interesting story, because it's just like, oh, well, we have to go to, oh, we have to, it's like.
But that's the thing, like this Bumblebee isn't, it's not like a huge spectacle type movie. You know what I mean? You're like, you're dealing with the story of this girl who is like 18 and is dealing with all this stuff, and she finds this Transformer, and like all this stuff is happening in her life, and it's, I don't know, and it has John Cena in it as well, I'll say that. But it's not like, I don't know, it's not like a huge, like, shoot 'em up, explosions all over the place. There is that, but it's not throughout the whole fucking movie where, you know, it's, that's the movie. Like, there's an actual story to it, and the people in the movie, you don't want to punch them in the face.
That sounds more like how the original cartoon was. The cartoon was like a lot of story and then like maybe one or two fights.
Mm-hmm.
It was more story driven. And that's part of what made it great. It's like, it's not, oh, we're robots, we're just going to keep fighting, because let's be honest, the Earth would be destroyed too, because 30-foot robots running around with giant laser beams when we have, you know, pistols. Yeah, we're screwed.
And, there's triple changers. I'm going to tell you that. So then, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. What do you say we do a little song of the week? And then we wrap things up.
Let's.
Okay. Let me see if there's any questions real quick. Hold on. I forgot to even post.
Last I looked, there wasn't.
Let me see. No, there wasn't. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, I didn't ask for any. I guess I should have done that. Anyway, Spotify.
Yes.
We have a Spotify playlist. Actually, let me do this, and I will let you know.
And now, it is time for the Distinguished Gentleman's Spotify playlist, the number one podcast music playlist on the internet. Accept no substitutes, as no one else can come close to our essential selections.
This is true. We have a Spotify playlist. Please go to Spotify and search for us, Distinguished Gentlemen's Playlist. There you could find a lot of music. Baroque says we're going to hit 400 songs tonight.
We are at 398.
Wow.
28 hours Damn. And 8 minutes.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of tunes.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. I must turn off That's my computer over again.
Our work. We're getting closer to, like, you know, we're heading towards that work week of listening to our podcast playlist and not hear a new song.
I am I'm going to add the first song, guys. That's all right.
All right.
And I'm going to add Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue off the Dr. Feelgood album.
Dr. Feelgood.
The guy who plays, shit. Who's the guy from Game of Thrones that cut off Theon's dick?
Bob Ross.
Ramsay Bolton.
Yeah, Ramsay Bolton. The guy who plays Ramsay Bolton plays McMars in The Dirt. It's funny. He's funny, actually. All right. Okay. Who wants to go first?
Who wants to be number 400?
Ooh. Actually, that was another line that was mentioned in that movie. Just kidding.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The band is All That Remains. And the song
like them.
Is Trust and Believe.
Got it.
That's not your first All That Remains.
You guys hear like feedback tonight?
Yeah, I hear a little bit.
Getting like a little feedback. So
yeah, big time actually.
Apologies, listeners, to the feedback that's going on. I don't know where it's coming from. Okay, thanks, Boost. All right.
Stewie, is it me? Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, I found out where it's coming from.
Figure It Out by Royal Blood.
Okay. Ooh, good song. I like those guys. That's a big sound for only two guys, for a drummer and a bassist.
Is it only two guys? I didn't even know.
Yeah, it's only two dudes, drummer and a bassist, and that's it.
Wow.
So they're like 21 Pilots, where it's only two dudes that, you know, produce all that stuff.
Sure. I thought there was 21. Well, what do I know? A lot less guys than I thought.
Ooh, Division 2 just finished downloading.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to go with Duran Duran's Ordinary World.
Oh, that's a good one.
I heard it on a TV show the other day and was like, that's a fantastic song. That needs to be on our playlist.
It is a amazing song, Brooke. That is a great choice. Love that
song. People have actually heard of it before, you know.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap things up for us tonight. Everybody, we are part of a weight loss competition with our pod bros over at Potato Thumbs. The Adventure Gaming Club, I believe, is now involved. And Barely a Destiny Show. And if you go to our website, dadtalespodcast.com, there you can find the link to our Discord. Get in there. If you want to be a part of this, there are prizes, there's gift cards, and all you got to do is get healthy. It's amazing. That's all you got to do. It's just get healthy. Lose weight. Get in there, post a screenshot of, I think, like, we would post a screenshot of our scale, and then, you know, there's a Google Doc that Fluffy puts in there. And then that's basically it until the end of the, I think it's 6/21. Is the end of the contest, which incidentally will mark our third year podcasting together.
Damn. Wow.
Yeah. Pretty Holy crazy.
Been that long?
Yes. It has been that long.
What a crazy adventure this has been.
Yeah. So, yeah. So get in there, get healthy. I'm excited about getting back to it. I kind of, on Friday night, was like, oh, you know, what do I want to eat? And my son was like, oh, let's have some Chinese food, Dad. And I was like, okay, yeah, let's do that. We'll do that, and then we'll watch Bumblebee. So we went out, we got some Chinese food. And full disclosure, I thought, okay, I'll start on Monday. So, I mean, I didn't go crazy eating this week, but I didn't, like, I'm not going to start until tomorrow. Because I went out to the grocery store today, got everything set up on my meal plan for the week and everything. Okay. I pretty much just ate leftovers this weekend anyway. But yesterday morning, I ate some leftovers. And then last night, I had, like, I started getting this stomach pain. And I thought, and I had mentioned to you guys before, like, I think I have a hernia, right? I thought I have a hernia. I thought I, like, popped it back in, like, something, like, maybe a piece of intestine, like, popped out through my abdominal muscles. But that's not it. I think that when I had that before, it was gas. And last night, I had the worst fucking gas pains. And I'm almost dead positive it was because of the leftover Chinese food I had, and or the Chinese food. I didn't have anything else to eat. I didn't even make dinner, and it was like, yeah, it was like around like 7:30 last night that I started having this pain, and at first it was manageable, and then it got worse and worse, and I was like incapacitated. And
It can get pretty bad,
dude. I've never felt anything like that before. Like, I thought I'm like laying in my bed. And I had to take Dylan to flag football. And Lisa's like, can you go? I'm like, yeah. You know, I'm trying to, like, be a tough guy because I didn't want her to send me to the emergency room. She's like, you should go to the emergency room. I'm like, I'm not going to the fucking emergency room. I'll be fine. And then she was finally like, I'm just going to take him. I was like, oh, no, I'm good. And then I started getting worse. And she's like, no, I'll do it. And so she took him. And then I had taken some Gas-X. And but I'm like laying in my bed and I'm online, like looking at all these things, like what could this pain be? And they're like, it could be like gallstones. It could be all kinds of shit. It definitely wasn't a hernia because apparently a hernia like will pop out like in your groin. And like, and I haven't had any of that. And it's like, then I'm searching like, when is it time to go to the ER? And it was basically like, if you have a fever and you're vomiting from like stomach pain and stuff like that, then it could be like your appendix or whatever, then it's time to go. Now, I definitely wasn't having any of that because I felt fine. It just, except for like this area of my stomach,
you can't move.
Oh my God. It was like, it was fucking horrible. And then I was like, I cannot wait to start this contest again. So like, I'm looking forward to not eating like that, like just drinking water and just getting my body, you know, back to a, I don't know.
Yeah.
Getting my body better anyway. I mean, I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it definitely didn't help. But man, I'm still sore. Like, I'm still tender. Like, I can't imagine, like, if my fucking colon, like, it expand like a balloon. Because I could feel it, like, traveling down.
Yeah.
And all day long today, I've just been like, I'm burping and farting like all day long, just filled with fucking gas.
You need one of those 16-second ones, some Andre level.
I know. I read that. I was like, man, I need like a fucking Andre the Giant fart. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking I was just going to be like.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, thought I'd end the night on a nice gas all story. Right. Anyway, feel free to get in the contest. Also, go check our buddies Bads out on YouTube. Subscribe to their YouTube. I'm trying to get them to 100 subs on there. And so they can get their / Bads. They had a guest on there this week on their show. You guys should go listen to it. They had this Dredgden on there, and he was awesome, I got to say, so. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. All right, guys. You can find us at DGentsPod on Twitter. You can find me at JCJesse on Twitter. Baroque Reaper, where could we find you at?
You can find me at Baroque Reaper all across the interwebs.
You sure can. Boost, how about you, bud?
That's Boost KDV, Twitter.
Stu? we find
you anywhere? Stugazzo. STU underscore GATZZO.
Ooh, yeah. Don't forget that couple underscore.
Maybe my audio quality will not be the tire fire that it has been lately.
From crackly to sounding like a vape.
to the echo and yeah. Hey,
you know what? You're worth it.
Totally.
All right, everybody. Be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh. Cheese bags.
Hashtag stay fresh. Later on the menu.
Pretzels are making me thirsty.
Guardian down. 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 Guardian down.
Definitely the best of the business here, so you don't have anything to worry about there.